This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so look, let's talk about the stock market here for just a second. Not the usual thing I say, the whole not the economy riff, because who needs to hear that more? But let's talk about what the market can tell us, because it can tell us things. What people, traders, sure, but also moms and pops, what they are doing when they're buying or selling is that they're making a prediction about risk, fundamentally, right? Financial risk. Yes, sure, how a given company is going to do profit or loss-wise, but also risk more broadly. And this is what Lynette was alluding to, political risk and geopolitical risk and war risk. And the longer that war goes on, the more market reaction you might expect to see. Here is Mitchell.
Every time I see a headline saying the stock market is rebounding because there's been some change in the war in Ukraine, like a lull in the fighting, a resumption of ceasefire talks, I think, good. The market must think this war isn't so risky and the danger of its spreading is going down. But can the market really predict that? Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
The most likely scenario is being told by stock investors and other global investors in the bond market. And, you know, they're upset, worried, and they think the world is diminished by all of this. But they're also saying, look, Russia's a small economy. There's a lot of risk here, but at the end of the day, we're going to navigate through.
The markets are kind of like a collective hive mind, says Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network, with a lot of information to make up its mind.
Prices represent the considered judgment of everybody who's active in that market. And they're playing for very high stakes. There's a lot of money at stake. So people are really thinking through those decisions.
And deciding, at least so far, with major indexes close to where they were 2 weeks ago, that global risk is up a bit, but not that much. Of course, that could change if the geopolitical situation worsens, the war spreads, involves U.S. or NATO troops, or worse, nuclear weapons, says economist Mary Lovely with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
I think you would see it in global markets if people really thought that, you know, a nuclear war was imminent.
There is a less trusting view of the markets and market reaction to geopolitical turmoil. Kathleen Day studies financial crises at Johns Hopkins University.
In many ways, no one knows. You just don't know. When people liken it to a gambling casino, it is kind of.
And she says if this war widens a lot, then predicting how markets will react gets even harder.
War is unique. War is an existential event. It will affect markets and probably long term.
And not just markets, but trade and travel and pretty much everything economic in the world. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.